From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everybody, Peter Zine here, coming to you from Colorado, and today we're going to talk about electricity in the United States, specifically Georgia Power, which is one of the largest components of Southern Company, which is, I believe, is now the second largest electricity producer in the United States, covers the southeastern part of the country. They filed something on Friday, December 31st, called an IRP, an Integrated Resource Plan, and basically it's there. More than back of envelope sketches for how they plan to meet power demand over the next 3 years. They filed an intermediate one last year, and the big difference between last year and this year is they're anticipating demand growth in their region by the end of the decade growing by over 2 gigawatts more than what they had planned for just 12 months ago. And so in order to meet that demand, they're adding more power by pretty much every type of generation you can imagine, but the biggest change is that they're not going to decommission a couple of coal plants, which of course has some environmental interests up in arms. Expect to see a lot more of this. One of the things to keep in mind when you're talking about this economic transition the United States is going through is in order to prepare for a post-China world, we need to double the size of the industrial plant in this country. And that's before you consider trade wars, that's before you consider resource conflicts, that's before you consider the green transition, which will move a lot of things from fossil fuel to a more alternative system. We just are going to need more power. Digitization is great, AI is wonderful, and all those good things. But ultimately, if your economy is going to not just be based on services, if it's going to be based on manufacturing, if it's going to be about moving things and stamping things and heating things and smelting things, you're going to use a lot more electricity. And the IRP that Georgia Power just updated reflects that. And you can only add new forms of electrical generation so quickly, and that even assumes that the regulatory picture is very favorable. Now, in Southern Company's zone of operation, Southern Company gets along great with all of the state legislators and the state regulators, so they face fewer obstacles than most electrical companies in adding new capacity, but there are still upper limits on how fast you can add stuff. One of the biggest restrictions is things like transformers, which can have a lead time of 36 to 60 months. And until recently, transformers had like a 2 to 4 year waiting list based on what model you were looking at. And without the transformers, it doesn't really matter if you had the generation or not. So there's a lot of delays that are just kind of hardwired into this sort of problem. But ultimately, it's about generation. If you can't generate the electrons to run through the system, the rest of it is kind of a moot argument. And Georgia Power is now admitting in their IRP that coal, at least in the midterm, has to be part of the solution. Now, in the long run, coal is definitely going to go away in the United States anyway, because natural gas is so much cheaper. And as we continue to make incremental gains in solar and wind and battery, they are becoming more competitive. But the advantage you have with coal is it provides something called baseload. It's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. And that matches up very nicely with most manufacturing processes that run 24/7 because a lot of it's automated now. And it lines up very well with things like artificial intelligence and data centers because those server farms will be running 24 hours a day as well. That doesn't work with solar. When the sun goes down, the electricity stops, and you really can't pair most of these new industries that are coming in, whether it's because of relocation, reindustrialization, or digitization, they just don't pair well with green tech very well, unless you also put in a huge amount of battery. And by huge, I mean massive. The best batteries we have right now can really only discharge 4 hours of storage, and there is no place in the continental United States, even in the depths of summer, where you only have 4 hours of dark. So you have to have something else. And regardless of whether you love it or not, coal is one of those something else's. So a lot of the coal plants that have been slated for decommissioning and replacement over the course of the last decade, expect most of those plants to A, never be decommissioned, and B, if they have been decommissioned but not yet dismantled, expect them to come back, because we're going to need every electron we can possibly get. And decarbonization, for better or for worse, is something that's going to have to wait for at least next decade and maybe the decade after.